Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with media teacher JT Burcham.
Hi, Casey Curtis. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Only here because you couldn't find anybody else. I just want to go on record.
Okay. Okay, yeah. It's been
crazy
a little
week.
Bit of a stressful week, but that's okay. So what do you do here at FCA?
I teach media at FCA. Mm-hmm. I teach four periods every day. It really comes down to be kind of a video class for the most part, although you do radio.
Yeah, I do radio.
Media class. So, I try to help students gather skills about audio and video mixing and editing and shooting with cameras and all that kind of stuff. So I think we have fun in media.
Yes.
It's not math. It's not English.
Yes, I love media. It's my favorite class.
I love hearing that. Thank you for saying that here.
You're welcome. How long have you been working at FCA?
I've been at FCA, I started with Bearfield Christian Church in 2006, hard to believe, that's 10 years ago, and I think I was here a year or two. I kind of supported the school, and then Mr. Albert actually used to teach a media class, and he kind of transitioned on to chaplain and other things, and I kind of took over for the media class. I've been doing it probably since 2008, something like that.
Oh, so is that how you got involved, Mr. Albert?
I got hired by the church to do sound, video, lights for the church. And, of course, the school was in the same building.
Yeah.
And 5 days a week, the place is busy as a school. And so I just kind of helped out. And eventually they realized we really need you as much or more on the school side as we do the church side. So
yeah.
that's kind of how it happened. Yeah.
That's a cool story. I did not know that. What all does the media team do?
Well, the media team does weekly announcements, student announcements. I try to have a team from the freshman class and the sophomore class and a little bit of the junior class, and they make student news for the rest of the students every week.
Yeah, it's FCA Nightly News plays during chapel.
Exactly, yeah. So every week in front of the chapel service, every Wednesday morning, they'll get a chance to kind of see news. And, you know, they do a sports cast and a newscast. And, yeah, it's funny sometimes. Sometimes it's real information. We have a lot of fun. This year's senior team that really brings it together is David Harris, Luke Custer, Luke Kumler, and they do an absolutely phenomenal job. They're really creative. And Luke Custer does an excellent job editing video. You can see those, by the way, on YouTube. If you go to Fairfield Christian Academy YouTube site, you can see FCA News there.
You can. My mom tells me all about it.
Your mom's watching. Good.
She watches the video. She's like, have you seen this one? I was like, yeah, Mom, they play in chapel.
I'm glad Mom's enjoying them. We get a lot of comments, believe it or not, from parents who enjoy keeping up with them. So, neat.
Yeah. What social events does the media team do?
Well, the media team for the last few years has gone out and done a lot of different community shoots. Right now, we're kind of without good mobile gear, so we're not going out and doing as many this year as we have in the past. We used to do every single football game. We'd go out and do Chamber of Commerce events.
What does that mean?
Chamber of Commerce has a legislative update every year. We'll go out and videotape that and put it on YouTube and that kind of thing. We've gone out and helped the hospital with their annual Christmas party, videoed that last few years. We're not able to do that this year. Handful of things we're not able to do this year. But we still get out and do a lot of simpler things. We're helping Salvation Army with a video series. So there's always little things we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So you help people outside of FCA, if it like doesn't have anything to do with FCA, do you still?
If it's a good community service, something that helps make our community better, yeah, we're interested in trying to help.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I remember when the fair called and wanted to use our space to shoot a video, and I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yep. Well, yeah, you're talking about a couple of the TV shows we do.
Yeah.
We do four TV shows almost every week. One with a sheriff. Sheriff Dave Phelan comes in and shoots with guests and people to talk about law enforcement and things around the county. We also have Mike Miller, who comes in once a week. He hosts a show where he talks about Lancaster and Fairfield County stuff. Mayor Brian Kuhn comes in every couple of weeks, and we do a show with him. And then the newest show you're mentioning is with Tim Voris at the fair. And even since the fair is over, he's brought in a blue ribbon quilt and a blue ribbon rabbit. So he's still doing his show. So it's kind of fun to keep up with the fair.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. How far has the media team come along since it first started at FCA?
Well, when FCA media first started for the school, it was really kind of, do you think this will work? Sure. Here, you can have this closet. And,
I remember that.
Oh, gosh, yes. We, as far as space goes, we are really blessed now with a really nice green screen studio and isolation booth here for radio kind of stuff. Back in the day, it was really tough. We tried to shoot some video in-house, but it was so small and so tight that there was always shadows and lighting problems. And
yes.
It's nice to finally have a studio that fits our needs, and it's really busy. We're doing stuff all the time.
It's so nice. I remember when the studio was first built, you're like, whoa. Because when we were in middle school, I remember having like the FCA Today news on the TV in homeroom every morning, but it was like live.
Yes.
So you're like, whoa. And so every time you see something, you're like, it's not necessarily live, but it's just right. So cool to see how far
Now, FCA's come. Back in the day, we did do those live. We'd actually did morning news live.
Yes.
It became an issue because of homeroom time. You know, everyone's trying to get so much done in homeroom. It just got crazy.
Yeah.
And people didn't get a chance to edit as much. And, you know, editing video is an important skill. And that's really some of what I try and teach. So it's nice the way we do it now. We actually edit and produce a package that then shows for the student body at chapel time.
Yeah, I mean, I liked both videos, but that was always, I'd always come in and be like, what's the news going to be today?
Yep, it was fun.
So much. So do you have any more cool or interesting stories you can tell us?
Cool or interesting stories?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the funnest thing about media at FCA is watching graduates graduate and go on into media. It's kind of cool. A former student, Drew Davidson, now works full-time for the Chicago Bears. He does all their web and highlight video. He's been had his stuff featured on ESPN, so it's really cool. I've got another student who, Mary Roberts, who was very, you know, back in the beginning when I first started. She's now an employee of NBC News in, I believe it's Wisconsin, if I remember right, or Minnesota. I'm forgetting at the moment, but one of those Midwest states.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the air full-time all the time, so it's kind of cool. And other students, you know, have gone on into it, doing church media, different places. My son actually does church video at a video across town, you know. So a lot of them are employed like that at other places doing church media and broadcast media. So it's kind of neat to watch over the years. I'm getting old, Casey.
That is so cool, yeah. Well, I remember being like super little and being like, whoa.
And now you're here taking it, hosting the radio show for the school.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking.
My honor. Thank you, Casey.
Hello, this is Eli Woltz here with my new co-host, Isaac Spangler.
Hey.
So, this segment is where we now introduce you with five interesting trivia facts. So, basket right into the trivia. Jim Cummings is the voice of Winnie the Pooh. He calls sick kids in hospitals and chats with them in character. That's what you call a good Samaritan.
The mid-1960s Slumber Party Barbie came with a book called How to Lose Weight. One of the tips was don't eat. And that's why she's made out of plastic.
The Ninjeri originally considered getting into the bagel business, but the equipment was too expensive, and were all the better for it.
The first webcam watched a coffee pot. It allowed researchers at Cambridge to monitor the coffee situation without leaving their desks. Talk about lazy.
When asked if he knew the speed of sound, Einstein said, "He didn't carry such information in my mind since it's readily available in books." And now that's why you read, kids.
Well, that's why you don't bother to remember things.
Well, that's it for this week of Trivia Factoids. So tune in next week when we give you more tidbits of information.
Acts 17:24-27. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, but does not live in the temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone in life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole world. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they should seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. This verse tells us that the Lord is almighty. He was able to bring us from a single man into everything we know and love.
Hello, this is sports. On November 5th, Kylie Edwards ran at the state meet and she got state runner-up in Division 3 with a time of 18 minutes and 24 seconds.
Joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.